Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Fells here with us again this morning. Morning again, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin. Well, there's lots of speculation about the next manager of the Derry football team. This morning, many of the national papers reporting that Tyrone native Paddy Talley's the front-runner to replace Mickey Hart, who left the role 4 months ago. Derry, the last remaining county to appoint a manager for next season. And there's another name being linked to the role also. The Irish News reporting that former Dublin defender Philly McMahon is also being considered, although they do say that Paddy Talley would be their number one target. Talley's been working as a coach with the Kerry footballers for the past three seasons as part of Jack O'Connor's backroom team, and a little bit earlier on this year he committed to a fourth year, so that's an interesting development there both in Kerry and Derry. The AIB Leinster senior football quarterfinal between St Lomans and Castletown last night was called off due to heavy fog. The new date for the game will be confirmed today. The winners will play RD St Mary's in the semi-final, and that's scheduled for Saturday week, so things are getting a bit tight in terms of the congestion there in the fixture list. Former Limerick hurler David Breen's been appointed the new first team physio at Liverpool. He won a Munster title with the Limerick hurlers in 2013 and an All-Ireland club title with Na Piersaigh in 2016. In rugby, the Irish and Argentina teams for their test match on Friday will be announced later today. The speculation is that Andy Farrell will keep changes from the All Blacks defeat to a minimum. Robbie Henshaw, though, could return to the side at centre. Now, the Pumas are really having some impressive form since Felipe Contepomi took the reins after the last Rugby World Cup. They've beaten the likes of New Zealand, South Africa, Australia, and most recently a very impressive victory against Italy last weekend. Connacht's Santi Cordero is in the Argentina squad, and he's been talking to Michael Corcoran about the impact the new coach has made.
Yeah, you can see on the results, on the data, I think we're playing better, we're more confident, and he's helping on every single point of even mentally or physically. So I think everyone's very happy with him, and you can see how we play and how we develop as a team. So yeah, everyone can see the change.
Can I ask you just about Ireland and what you expect and anticipate from Ireland this week, an Ireland team who lost to New Zealand last Friday?
Well, everyone knows Ireland, one of the best teams, very, very good. They're trying to aim to me. They play with a lot of intensity. It's a very intense team, so just we know what's coming, and we just need to focus on us, on our structure, our game plan, and hopefully everything will go our way.
Yeah, that's Santi, dodging flying rugby balls and speaking to Michael Corcoran there yesterday. Looking forward to that game. It's on Friday and live on RTE Radio 1. In golf, Max Kennedy remains in the hunt for a card for the DP World Tour next season. Had a bit of a crazy round yesterday. Almost played himself out of contention on his opening nine holes, but got back on track on his back nine, and he's now four shots outside the all-important top 20, which would secure a tour card next season. Now, in horse racing, this story is absolutely brilliant from yesterday, and we're going to hear from Eleanor Broderick. She fulfilled a lifelong ambition when she registered her first ever victory under rules with Lisley Ladd at Fairy House. Now, Eleanor, well known in point-to-point circles, she is 70 years of age, and she has been involved in horse racing her entire life. Started life out as a jockey in Listowel, now based in Fermoy. She's a trainer, breeder and owner of horse horses. This is an interview she gave to Racing TV after her famous moment yesterday.
First weller under rules, I'm going to be 71 in the next two weeks' time. And do you know something? I've always dreamt of it. I've always wanted to win a good race or a hunter's chase. You know, I've run about 10 point-to-points or whatever in my career. But this is a huge deal for me and for everyone behind me. My partner, Matt Slattery, the girl that rides out for me, Grace, anyone, any of the lads in the yard that give me a hand. You know, my two jockeys, Owen O'Brien and Dara Allen. They're the two jockeys that ride for me as well, and I'm so pleased that, thank God, it all worked out today. He's a good horse, but he wasn't right last year. Yes, he was very straightforward for today. I thought maybe he just might need another bit of a run, you know, but God, he won easy. I know the lad that was beside him fell at the last, but he still would have won it. He jumped. I mean, I see Owen pulling, taking a pull. My God, I said, this fella's pulling mad. Do you know, he was, he loved it. I'm so lucky to have a good team behind me.
And Eleanor, tell me about the love of racing, where it came from originally. The family's from Listowel, that's right.
Oh, my father's born and bred in Listowel, yeah. And he went to Listowel every year. Came to my mother, I'm third generation, and he came in 1953, they married, and he came up to the farm. Always loved horses, loved hunting. He was a real hunting man. He was secretary of the Avon DuPont Point for over 40 years. And not secretary, sorry, he was clerk of the scales, I was secretary. Yeah, so it came from that. And I started riding myself. I started with ponies, hunting, and then I moved to pointers. I rode three winners, actually. I should have had four the same day, but I fell off the mare. But anyway, that's
jockeys, isn't it? You're always thinking about the one that got away.
Oh, I wasn't much good now. I rode around with the likes of Timmy Callaghan, Johnny Callaghan, Pat Healy, Nicky D, Jimmy Mangan, you know, all those, and even Ted Welsh. So, you know, I had a great grounding, and you knew I was harmless, so they were good to me.
Enthusiasm is pouring out of her.
There are so many gems in there. I don't know where to start, but well done to her. That is absolutely fantastic. We're thrilled to bits for finally, before I let you go, just to let you know, at the ATP Tour Finals last night, Yannick Sinner took a step towards the last four with a straight sets win against Taylor Fritz in the match last night.
Okay, Darren, thank you very much.